The Bush administration is considering deployment of an aircraft carrier in the South China Sea to protect U.S. spy planes. The Washington Post quotes sources within the Navy who also say the reconnaissance flights could resume as soon as Thursday. On Wednesday, U.S. and Chinese officials are scheduled to meet in Beijing to continue talking about the collision between a Chinese fighter and a U.S. reconnaissance plane. Several issues will be raised, including demands that China return the damaged U.S. aircraft. On Saturday, the crew of that plane returned to their home base at Whidbey Island, Washington. NPR's Tom Goldman reports on the Easter weekend homecoming.
Love's redeeming work is God.
The people worshiping at Whidbey Island's Family Bible Church already had planned to sing and talk about miracles on Easter Sunday, but the rousing Saturday night return of the so-called Whidbey 24 and the crew's harrowing tale of surviving a mid-air collision with a Chinese jet fighter, those were the kinds of miracles, said Pastor Ron Willis, that made this Easter special.
Lieutenant Shane Osborne, in his opening comments yesterday at the reception for the Whidbey 24, said, I want to thank God that we're here today. He flew the plane. What an amazing comment. God flew the plane. You see, God can and does on occasion intervene, and he does give victory over physical death.
Yes, there were prayers aboard the Navy EP-3E propeller plane as it went into a steep dive with many of its critical instruments damaged. But in another round of media interviews on Sunday, crew members mainly credited their training for allowing them to think and move in an emergency situation. It's a lesson Petty Officer Brandon Funk won't ever forget.
I think I know now that when the time comes, I'd still be able to perform, still be able to carry out what I need to.
As Funk reflected on what he calls a life-changing experience, he talked about the nearly 2 weeks of detention in China and the fact that he's not angry at the Chinese military men who wouldn't let him go.
Absolutely not. Like I said, you know, I'm a professional in the military, just as they are all professionals. They had a job to do, and so did we, and I think both were executed.
But Lieutenant Patrick Honeck, one of the co-pilots on the U.S. reconnaissance plane, is upset that the Chinese insisted on blaming the Americans for the crash. Honeck says the officials were seriously misinformed when they asserted the U.S. plane caused the collision by veering into the Chinese fighter.
That's absolutely false. A lot of the folks that we got interviewed by while we were being detained there, I don't think had very much knowledge of how aircraft work, and they were using a lot of the automobile accident type of logic of our nose was damaged, their tail got damaged.
And therefore that proved the U.S. plane bumped the Chinese plane. Of course, the U.S. position is just the opposite, and it promises to be a point of contention at Wednesday's meeting in Beijing. But while the Chinese and U.S. governments continue trying to sort out their complex political relationship, the crew considers its mission over. As they begin 30-day leaves, crew members say they wouldn't mind if all the attention fades away as well. That includes Lieutenant Shane Osborne, the pilot who landed the crippled plane, and the media's man of the moment.
I'm sure a big story will come along in a couple of days and this will be all over. So whatever happens, happens. As long as I get to keep flying, I'm fine.
Lieutenant Shane Osborne is the commander of Combat Reconnaissance Crew 1. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Whidbey Island, Washington.